Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, Antonio.
Hey,
hi, dear.
Hi.
Hello, all.
And Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie.
And Edna in Salmish.
Hi, Edna.
Hello.
BBS came on, and you could do your thing now.
I'm going to do my thing. So I welcome all those that are listening on the BBS radio. Good evening to you. We're past the clock of 6 here on June the 3rd, 2020. Questions and answers with the Elohim. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. More people joined in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, feel free to say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome to you, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Roger.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, Roger.
Hamel.
Hi, Shirley
from Ohio.
Welcome, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Anyone else?
Wanda from Leventhal.
Hello, Wanda. Good evening.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, everyone.
All right.
So how's everything going, guys?
Life is good.
Good?
Yeah. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art, Hampton, Virginia.
Welcome, Dr. Art.
Dr. Art.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, Doc.
All right.
Hey there.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Welcome to you, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, guys. Hi. Hello, everyone.
I was just telling the group that Betty and I just getting out of the Providence Hospital here, emergency room, not emergency, but urgent care. She slipped on a root out in the backyard and took about a 3-inch chunk of skin off.
Ow.
So, we came up here to make sure it got all cleaned out, because I couldn't clean it as good as I could. It should.
Right.
And so we came up here to have professionals take care of it.
Okay, the fortunate thing is it's on the surface. No damage more internally on the bones or anything, right?
Right.
Yeah,
did you say on her knee?
What?
Did you say her knee or her arm?
Her forearm, right arm, right about in the middle between her wrist and her elbow.
She Someone else, and I think... good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name and location. But only if you would like to do so, we welcome you.
I think she put her arm down like a landing gear. just happened to be an old rotten stump right there. Not good.
Someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location. For the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry. Welcome. Good evening.
Hi, Terry. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
That gave me the heebie-jeebies. I don't like getting cut or
cut,
or anything.
Yeah.
We had to give her a tetanus shot because she was overdue on that. She's good for another 10 years.
Hope she never needs it again.
Well, at 87, she may or may not need another one.
Yeah.
But at least she's protected for now. That's the main thing.
Right.
And we got that thing cleaned out and bandaged up good.
Is she relaxing right now? Is she lying down?
We're just out of the hospital just now, so we're sitting in the car.
Okay. Can she hear us?
Yeah.
Hello, sweetheart. A blessings to you.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He said blessings to you. This is Hayes from California.
Yes.
He's an electrician.
Give her an extra pillow. Give her an extra pillow tonight.
Please say name and location.
Oh my gosh, it's Debbie from California. Hi, you guys.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie.
Love and blessings to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeshua, woo. Yippee.
We can use all we can get of both of those.
Absolutely.
I loved your post about the attorney that insured his cigars against fire.
Thanks.
He won the case and he got $15,000 because he smoked them all.
I know, that was funny, huh?
I know, but then they accused him of arson.
I love that. That was the best.
Yeah.
Someone else joined in. Happy Wednesday. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello,
hey,
Wynn.
Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Do you remember the question?
If you're short on questions, Jill had a question. I don't think she was able to get it sent in.
Actually, yeah, I did.
Oh, you got it? Okay, good.
Got it in? Okay.
And you remember mine?
You said, why are worms sleeping with me in my bed?
Oh, my gosh. They're tired.
That was last week. Question.
Oh, when you're a riot.
It was about the heat.
I remember.
All right.
Yes, this is really a great opportunity for everyone to have this opportunity to ask questions to the sources from the other side. I can't believe myself I'm not asking more questions. I never get to it, sort of. But everyone, this is such an awesome opportunity. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, but only if you want to know.
I thought you had too many questions and we weren't getting to them all.
Yeah, well, we did for the last 3 weeks because I submitted one 3 times already.
Yeah. So I've been holding off.
Well, we're starting too late. You know, right now it's also 6:10.
6:10.
So we're 10 minutes late on the...
One of the neat things about asking a question is that it leaves a trail for the Elohim to get back to you and keep track of you.
Right, right, right. It's really a double advantage, you know?
Yeah.
We did have someone else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi,
welcome,
Janine.
Hi, everybody.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say a name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you. Happy Wednesday. And all those listening in online through BBS Radio, thank you so much for being here. And you do have a chance to ask a question by submitting it per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
I'm going to start in 40 seconds. Okay.
Did you get my question, Wynn?
Pardon me?
Did you get my question?
I did.
Terry?
Yeah?
I will email you the obituary from my ex's stepmom that came in today.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting. I thought of you when I was reading it. I thought I'm going to forward it to you.
Okay, good. I'll look forward to it.
All right, thank you.
Okay, let's take it away.
All right, so here we go. I got the ding in a moment.
Thank you.
Muted.
It's the 3rd of June.
The recording has started.
This is June 3rd, 2020, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and questions and answers with the Elohim. It's actually answers with the Elohim and questions from our listeners. And as Hives was saying, this is a rare opportunity, which if you're not taking it, it's fine. It might take another 25 million years to get this opportunity, but that's okay. It's not normal that they make that they're working with someone in this realm who would make them, excuse me, so transparently available to people. And because we do that, there's in no way lessen who they are and their abilities to help us, I suppose, in this realm. And, we don't keep it secret. We make it available to all, or at least keep listening until, you know, what happens is it starts off and things seem very far out and far away, okay? And then, as you keep listening, they become very familiar. And before you know it, you feel an energy from another, I won't say another dimension, an energy that's not completely familiar, but feels very loving, that comes and goes into your consciousness. And that's how they feel to a lot of people. And there's a center of the universe, and that means they started paying attention to you. And then first it's hard to believe, but then something will happen, and they'll say, oh my God, it's real. Some kind of confirmation, usually. It may happen fast. It may take a while. But on that note, we have some questions for today that you guys have sent. And I'm going to start. We start off by doing an invocation of protection. And then Terry is going, they call her an instrument, okay? She's going to be a channel for their messages coming through her. Father, Mother, God, let's see, are we muted? How come there's so much noise? Hi, keep an eye on Terry, okay? Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line. We see ourselves in a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line or the computer. That is where the voice comes from. If we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it, as it does not apply to you at that time. Somebody will ask a question, and yet it might be your question, but the answer may be totally different and not apply to your situation. Sometimes you can sense us, because when we interact with your sphere and your person, it creates the color of light pink. And sometimes one can see that in their field of vision. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First of all, I would like to ask a question on behalf of Antonio, who wants to know, why is it that he reacts so negatively to heat?
Thank you. Many people react to heat. Are you drinking enough liquid to hydrate yourself? Can then create sweat, which is cooling, and liquid can help you to maintain a cooler a body temperature. It can be handled better if you have enough liquid. Many people do not operate as well when they are in 90 to 100 degree heat, and they do need to be cooler, as the whole system operates better at a lower temperature. If at the higher temperature, your body is spending a lot of energy dealing with that heat, interfacing with that heat.
Thank you. I would like to ask the question, is it possible for Antonio to send me a question by email without having a panic attack?
Antonio would need to address the reason for the panic attacks. Just take a look at it and say, well, that happened. If Antonio There are stress factors that when the body gets under stress, then it experiences the panic attack. So there is something about the interface that creates stress. It is based partly upon things that have happened to you in the past, responses that you were looking forward to, you were surprised at, and the triggers when you attempt to interface eventually. Just keep observing, and eventually you will become more familiar with this trigger of facing a public situation. We send you Kami.
Thank you so much. Another quick next question. This is from a new listener. I would like to know if sources can tell me about where I am truly from, or if I belong to any of the soul groups. I have never fit in here on Earth. Thank you. And that is from Teresa in Fairfield, California.
Thank you. You are not from this area, you are from a higher level, and when you attempt to interface with the others in your area, it is not familiar. The responses are not as familiar or as expected. You are in a foreign land, so to speak. And that is part of your challenge, is to look at it as it is and see the differences in what your expected responses are. And there are people out there that are similar to you, and they are hard. You don't come across them every day, but when you do, you can develop a friendship that where each of you allows the other to be as they are, and then you can begin to see that there is a place where you do fit. So to find those people, you don't come across them every day, but they are there. So keep watch for them, and beware of the charming person that comes along and is all surface, and may appear to be that one that you could fit with, but may not be. So check the trueness and the originality and the veracity, the truth of an individual when you are locating someone to. We think of a lot of different words, like jive with, to, pal with, to be buddies with, to get acquainted with, somebody who you can fit in with. Thank you.
I mentioned that every Saturday morning we have a conference call. It's very informal. I'm not on it. It's being hosted by Shija in England, and it's basically people are all just they're all different, but if people are talking to each other, people are helping each other with health issues, and it's people who've been regulars to our calls. So you'll find a receptive energy to your own soul. It's worth trying out, okay? But email me for the number, and we'll give it to you, okay? Next question. What is the higher self of a human and its relationship to the 3D self, including is the higher self a separate entity, or is the higher self us when we hold spiritual thoughts, or what?
There are three parts. There is the higher self, the middle self, and the lower self. The lower self are the body systems. The middle self are what people often think that they are, and the higher self is an entity that has assumed charge. The middle self, when you find yourself with thoughts running through your head that they seem a little bit like they might not be you, well, they might not be. They might be part of the middle self, and the middle self can be composed of many separate entities also that are working together, and there are lessons that need to be learned, and the higher self is in charge and is a teacher. Thank you. Hello?
I'm here. Sorry.
Okay.
Next question. This is for Jill. I don't have her city, but I think you know
Rochester.
Where she is.
Rochester,
right. Right. My daughter Camille has been diagnosed with multiple personality disorders. Does this mean she has more than one spirit entity occupying her body? How can I best help her?
Thank you. It likely does. Sometimes when a soul is beginning to be more advanced and learn more about themselves, entities that have been traveling with them or beings that have been traveling with them can begin to detach and can leave some of the multiple personality treatments are very detrimental, for instance, like shock, to shock all of the entities back into one group as one. However, it is not a bad phenomenon. It can be confusing and disconcerting as the person is beginning to wonder exactly who they may be. But if they can simply talk to the voices and listen to the voices and then eventually let them go, dismiss them, and then they can move through that phenomena.
Thank you. Next question. And this is a person who stayed anonymous, but was asking a generic type question. And he asked, what is the mandala effect? What caused it? How can we prove it? And when will our scientists understand it? So let's start off with the first question. Is there such a thing as a mandala effect? And what I understand the mandala effect is where something historically changes and it changes the future. And then when people look for evidence of something, it's no longer there. Did you understand that?
Yes, we understand the mandala effect is based upon mandala, a person who in South Africa who was there in jail, and later as he supposedly died, and then later came back and set up a viable life. And the question was, how could he die and still be there? So they named it the mandala effect. So this is a very deep question, and we suggest it's...
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
Question on this.
Yes.
When Mandala was seen back alive, can we discount the possibility that that was a clone?
This was one of the first possibilities we were going to suggest, that there was a clone of Mandala. Now, this can be a double that is put in, or it can be a physical clone due to a cloning process to recreate a body. We suggest that it is not some kind of magic, that there is a logical conclusion of what happened there. That being put aside, there is such a thing as an individual suddenly moving timelines and stepping into the future, which has been documented by the sudden appearance of a man dressed in 1800 type clothes that was hit by a car and died, and no one knew him or how he had gotten there, but everything about him said 18th century. His dress, what was in his pockets, it all said 18th century. There is an effect like that where a person suddenly moves from one timeline into another, into the future or into the past. There is that possibility. So there are phenomena.
Now,
if somebody
moves into the past, and then they're really there, and they want to adjust the past, like let's suppose they say, I'm going to change the future of the world and I'm going to kill Adolf Hitler so none of that ever happens. Is that possible?
You have to take into account all of consensus reality because that is the winner. To kill Adolf Hitler, it's things would happen that it would have to be very extraordinary for that to happen and change history.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So we have spoken a little bit about the mandala effect, where something from the past jumps into a future time. However, we look more towards the appearance of a double to take thy identity in the case of mandala.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And we have a question here from John Siboransky in Las Vegas. And he wants to know about Rh negative blood. He says it first appeared in humans 15,000 years ago in Cro-Magnon man. According to the raw material, the Mondekians first appeared here on this planet 35,000 years ago. And approximately Mondekian? 15%. Maldekian. Approximately 15% of the world's population have Rh negative blood. So he has all these questions about it, and I don't think we have time for all his questions.
It is a type of blood that a race of from a different planet had in interbred with the humans, which were groups. There were a number mm-hmm. of groups from different planets, and they had different types of blood, and they intermarried and intermixed, and some of the dominant blood types were Rh negative, and they procreated, and they carried on Rh negative as one of the factors, one of the bloodlines.
Mm-hmm. Were the Maldekians Rh negative?
There was a big proportion of them that were, yes.
So did that connect with the Rh negative that came into our system 35,000 years ago?
That was one of the sources of it, yes.
Mm-hmm. And are there other sources of Rh negative besides Maldek?
Yes. There are other sources of it. As Maldek was populated from other star systems, and there are other star systems in which Rh negative is the blood, the general blood type. We also take a look and we see that some people with Rh negative have the ability to actually change their blood type.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, John tells me that why does the body of an Rh negative mother carrying an Rh positive child try to reject her own offspring?
The blood is, it is that she tries to reject it. It is the blood types are fighting. They are incompatible. And they are fighting. The Rh negative is attempting to give nutrients to the Rh positive. And the Rh positive is trying to get nutrients to support its Rh positive. However, it is becoming overwhelmed by Rh negative, and it is a fight for life.
And I have a question here. What are, if somebody is Rh negative, or Rh positive, do each of those types of blood have distinctive qualities? Like, are their immune systems different? Are they different personality types? Are their bodies different?
Their bodies are supported differently. The interchange between the blood and the cells of the body is interfacing. Rh negative blood supports the cells of the body of the Rh negative individual, the whole system works together.
Mm-hmm.
So, could you read the question again?
Well, I just made up that question, and it was, what are some of the differences, the qualitative differences between someone that has Rh negative and Rh positive blood?
The systems operate on a different basis. The systems are centered around the blood type. And so each blood type has different blood factors that work like, in a machine type way with the system. And each one is based on a different level with different chemical interchange.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Ejina. Prior to going to sleep, what can I do to be successful in accessing the higher realms and visit the higher sources when I am sleeping? Is there a state of mind, prayers, or a meditation that could help me to be successful and remember the event?
Thank you. To make sure that you are sleeping in the dark room and that during the deepest hours of sleep after you've gone to sleep, that you do not have disturbances. Now, disturbances can be within the house, or it can be within the environment, or it can be within the specific area. So it could be activity going on in Vancouver Island or someplace remotely that you may pick up that can create a diversion from your heavy deep sleep. Second of all, you can be sure, like before you go to sleep, you can make a concoction that say contains some a light amount of melatonin, which helps you to go into a deep sleep. The potential of wearing a flow pendant can perhaps help to wear that to bed. there are other nutrients to help you simply relax at a very deep level so that you are free to bring in your orientation of connection. Before you go to sleep, setting be just slightly the goal that you wish to access in your dreams. Those are a few of the things. Also, mm-hmm. writing when you wake up, writing down your dreams so that you, before you have a chance to forget them, because it is a different world to wake up to, and it is very easy for it to just, the dream to just fleet away.
Thank you. Now, John asks another question about Rh negative. What can a mother do who is Rh negative and has an Rh, let me see here, how did he write this in a second? A mother with Rh negative carrying a child with Rh positive, whereas it's been indicated that there's a rejection that goes on. I don't even know if that's possible. I assume that it thinks it is because it wouldn't have asked the question. Okay?
That what is possible?
Yeah. Can a mother with Rh negative have a child that's Rh positive?
It is possible. That is possible.
And in which case, that would be difficult, right? Because
it could be very difficult. Right.
His question is, maybe he knows somebody like this. What can a mother do if she's in that situation?
She could, from our standpoint, which may be hard from her standpoint, to picture her own blood being compatible with the child, not trying to change a child, but trying to change her blood to be compatible, picturing her blood as compatible. Making sure that nutrition is very, very good. Folic acid and other nutrients that are needed by the child. Getting enough rest. Give us a moment. Picturing the two being compatible, they even like to picturing the change of the blood within the fetus to be compatible, to picture herself as being compatible with the child, can place some pressure upon her blood type to nurture the other blood type.
Thank you.
It is difficult.
We have one more question for tonight, and it is from Valerie in Livermore.
Yes.
Just a moment. I heard a very interesting video today about a guy that speaks of his cosmic memories, about the vibrations that are within our spirits and our souls. he spoke about Pleiades, Atlantis, Egypt, and more. I could still relate. But interestingly enough, he mentioned how Earth Gaia is awakening us all as we are one with her. As she evolves, so shall we. And it so relates to your radio programming of helping others awaken, so to speak. My question is, how many others or who else is out there coming through besides the Elohim and Ra, of course? Thank you. Let me make some comments, Valerie, before I turn it over to our sources. You say things like, I'm not sure I would say it the way you said it, but you mentioned how Earth Gaia is awaking all as we are one with her. Well, is Gaia awakening us, or we awaken each other? I'm not sure Earth is awakening us. I'm not sure I would say that, okay? Maybe it's okay to say it, but I'm not sure I would, right? And again, and it relates to your radio program of helping others awaken, so to speak. I don't even know if I would say that. I would say people tune into our radio program, and they start awakening themselves, and we start a catalyzation project, a process, okay? I don't like to think that I am awakening anybody. I'm just showing up. But there's an energy on the call that starts a process where people are becoming aware. My question is, how many others or who else is out there coming through to us besides the Elohim and Ra, of course? Well, I'm aware that there's been all kinds of beings on the other side who are doing that. We can go back to the Seth material. We can go back to conversations with God. I mean, they all do it differently. And the only thing about recommending anybody, and this is a problem that I've observed, is that there's people that may be positive today that may not be positive tomorrow. And if I endorse them, until I have my own personal gut-level instinct that they're going to stay on their path, I don't like to endorse people because I may be misleading other people, okay? So on that note, let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. We do not endorse people. However, we do see that there is the Council of Light, which is another group of different masters that have ascended and are working together to help mankind. There is a group connected with India where Indian gurus or advanced people from India can take part. There is a group in China for Chinese who have advanced and can work with people who are still behind them. There's Mother Earth, who is a magnificent, huge primary being that is working with Earth spirits and mankind and the Earth, and is a tremendous inspiration and uplifting influence. So there are a lot of different influences and groups that are on their path and are working to wake themselves up as well as other people.
Okay, thank you. Well, you know what? We did it. We're going to go on to Whole Planet.
Did Bob Harlick ask his question again?
No.
All right.
So if Lauren is listening, and if he nudges Bob Harlick, ask him to tell Bob that we're not disregarding him, okay?
Right, yes. Ask him to, we didn't get his question, then ask him to send it again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And on that note, we're going to end this call for tonight. I'm trying to look for...
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you.
And we're going over to Whole Planet Healing, which is 712-770-4340, PIN 250-513. And
thank you, Elohim, Terry. Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Elohim. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you.
Much love to everyone.
Thank you, Wynn and Terry.
Thanks for Wynn. Hey.
Thanks from
Thank you from Salt Lake.
Hi, Janine.
Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Terry.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
And that was a good session, Terry.
All right.
Wow. Amazing. We may have just added some new material to the raw material. You know that? I think we did. I think we did. Brand new material, which should have been in there in the first place.
Well, John, do me a favor. Put a sign on the door to your room, okay? And say, I just changed somebody of information in the world thinking now deck in the raw material.
Well, this should have been in there to begin with. It should have been in there. Really, it should have been. It's extremely important.
I got those signs all around my house, and not one person has ever noticed.
Yeah, because they don't know about it yet. What will they find out about this?
Yeah.
This is going to change the whole world, questions and answers like these.
If they find out, remember, how many people have you told? Goodbye.
Much love to you all.
Oh, Planet Healing.
Goodbye.